Monday, November 20th, 2017. No one chooses homelessness in a moment of critical decision while considering the potential permanence of their circumstance. Even Auntie Joyce, my shelterless kindred who relishes her time in God's nature, abhors the evils of predatory landlords and rigged social service systems. She says these people and systems show obvious signs of mismanagement and corruption of compassion. Yet their reform never seems to be a priority of either political party. One party chooses to pile on bureaucratic hurdles, while the other wishes a total disassembling of these vitally helpful services. America, on this basic human and civil right, touching life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we have to do better. My heart breaks at the apparent loss of our humanity, when, while America's cities are developing and prospering, we cannot fulfill this tenet of faith and empathy. Will we allow our corporate desire to prosper to supersede our purposeful calling to help others? When will market saturation dictate a reduction in exorbitant rental rates that drive people either to unsafe living conditions, the brink of monthly bankruptcy, or abject homelessness? And when will we trust the research that advises it municipally cost-effective, as well as socially and mentally stabilizing, to eradicate homelessness? People are hurting, hopeless, and dying. And remember this: abundance does not have to be a lot. From the corner of Pierce and North Capitol Streets in Washington, D.C., this is Word on the Curb.